Welcome to Chemistry Unboxed, where each weekly episode reveals chemical curiosities of our natural world and amazing elements in an exciting way. Today you're listening to fascinating facts about the lightest metal, lithium. So stay with us to experience a journey through its quirky properties and unexpected applications. Lithium is the third element on the periodic table, about 92% of the naturally occurring metal. Its other stable isotope is lithium-6 with an extra proton, which is about 7% of our natural reserves. Stable isotopes do not undergo radioactive decay and are not radioactive. A volunteer examiner newsreader at City Park Radio, Christine, while listening to this episode, had a good question.
Just what is an isotope?
My research assistant Annie worked up this great answer.
An isotope is like a sibling in the atomic family, but with just a small difference. The isotope has the same number of protons, therefore the same element, but a different number of neutrons. This difference in neutrons can make the isotope a bit more or even less stable than its regular atomic sibling. So in short, an isotope is just a variation of an atom with a different number of neutrons. It's the way nature adds a little diversity to the atomic family album.
Thanks, Annie. Now let's travel back to 1817. Lithium was discovered by Johan August Arfwedson, a Swedish chemist, by its special rainbow spectral line called its spectrum. However, it was not until 1855 that lithium was isolated in its elemental form by clever English, Swiss and German collaboration by electrolyzing the fused double chloride salts of potassium and lithium, similar to the method used by the legendary Sir Humphry Davy in isolating other alkali metals. Imagine the shared excitement of uncovering a new element. Important ores that contain this element are spodumene, a lithium-aluminium silicate, lepidolite, a mica mineral, petalite, another lithium-aluminium silicate, and brine deposits. Major suppliers of this increasingly valuable metal are Australia, Zimbabwe, Brazil, Chile, and Argentina. Greenbush is 250 kilometres south of Perth, as of 2024 has mined for over three decades, with lithium concentration in the ore at 8%, where other ore deposits max out at 2 to 4%. No wonder this Australian mine presently supplies almost 45% of the world's demand. The ore mined at Greenbushes is spodumene. Chile and Argentina have very large salt flats with lithium-rich brine deposits, producing a lovely white lithium carbonate. Zimbabwe processes deposits of spodumene and lepidolite, all providing this crucial element for growing demand to make lithium-ion batteries. Now picture this. Lithium is so light that it can float on water. It's even less dense than the element sodium. But just how light is it? Well, if you drop a chunk of sodium and lithium into hexane or petrol, the lithium floats like a cork, but sodium sinks like a stone. If you drop lithium into water, unlike the explosive reaction with sodium, lithium just fizzes and floats. If you light the hydrogen gas produced by lithium fizzing away, it burns with a beautiful red-violet flame from an aerosol of some lithium carbonate. Remember that special rainbow or spectral line? Oxygen reacts to form lithium oxide or lithium peroxide depending on the conditions. It reacts with nitrogen forming lithium nitride, with carbon dioxide to form lithium carbonate. This reaction is less vigorous than that with water, but it still occurs. As you can see, it's difficult to put out a lithium fire with the normal materials for dealing with such fires as carbon dioxide and water-based fire extinguishers. Dry powder types are okay. Other uses for this amazing element are low thermal expansion ceramics or glass, used in stovetops, dental implants, also high temperature greases. Lithium carbonate and lithium chloride are used in the production of fireworks to create distinctive and vibrant red colors, adding greatly to pyrotechnics displays, your color show in the sky. Lithium isn't just a chemistry star. It's a lifesaver too. A big thank you to John Cade, an Australian psychiatrist who in 1949 conducted experiments that led to the discovery of the therapeutic effects of lithium carbonate in managing manic episodes, now often used in medicines treating bipolar disorder, a condition caused by the imbalances in the brain and helping to stabilize moods. Exciting research on dementia and Parkinson's indicates a neuroprotective effect of orotate salts. Just watch this space. Hold on to your hats, because lithium isn't all calm and collected. Ever heard of lithium's role in hydrogen bombs? Strap in for an explosive revelation. Lithium deuteride plays a crucial role in nuclear fusion reactions. It's like a backstage pass to the thermonuclear era, where atoms dance and unimaginable power is unleashed. An amazing fact is that the first atomic bomb, only just 888 grams of the total 64 kilos of fissile uranium, underwent fission, yielding 15,000 tons of TNT. But with the help of lithium deuteride and fusion, only about 1 kilo underwent fusion, with a whopping yield of 10 million tons of TNT. In a demonstration of man's superiority over animals, we have the Tsar Bomba, the Soviet Union's largest nuclear bomb ever tested, with a whopping yield of 50 million tons of TNT. To think the government wanted it twice the size. So glad they didn't. Now let's switch gears to a more pleasant everyday application. Lithium-ion batteries power our smartphones, laptops, and electric vehicles. Just about everything portable, it's a revolution Edison himself might have foreseen. My research assistant, Annie, has a great description of how this type of battery works.
A lithium battery works by storing energy in chemical form. Inside the battery, there are two main parts, the anode negative side and the cathode positive side, separated by an electrolyte. When connected to a phone or a laptop, the lithium ions move from the anode to the cathode through the electrolyte. This movement creates an electrical flow or current, which powers your device. During recharging, the process is reversed. The lithium ions are pumped back to the anode where they are stored until you need to use the battery again. And that's how a lithium battery works. A sort of a give or take of energy. When fully charged, you could say your battery is pumped and ready to go, to do its job over and over again. If treated well, your lithium ion battery is designed to last for several hundred to a few thousand cycles.
We all have heard that lithium batteries can catch fire. The causes of these rare events are that if the internal components of a battery come into contact, it can create an internal short circuit, a rapid overheating, and the dreaded thermal runaway. Excessive charging voltage or discharging the battery below its safe voltage range can cause an internal short circuit. Overcharging is a common cause of battery failure. There are external factors, physical damage to the battery, exposure to high temperatures, or puncturing the battery can compromise the integrity of the cell and may lead to failure. Our incredible and widespread dependence on these devices compels manufacturers to ensure safety features such as thermal protection circuits and pressure relief mechanisms, effectively eliminating these hazards. However, users need to follow proper charging and usage guidelines and be cautious, or not use damaged or compromised batteries to prevent risks. But wait, there's more. Lithium hasn't finished surprising us. Researchers are exploring its potential for storing hydrogen for fuel cells, paving the way for cleaner, greener cars. The future looks bright and lithium-powered. And there you have it, a journey through the extraordinary world of lithium. From floating on water, fueling out technology, and even sparking nuclear fusion. This element is truly a jack of all trades. Join us next time on Chemistry Unboxed, where each week we'll unravel the secrets of another captivating element or compound. Remember to stay curious.
This program was researched, written, and recorded by Dennis Klump.